Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. And as always, sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, do check them out. And this is actually a request podcast. I got an email from one of those people who very kindly supports me and who listens in, and I want to thank them for the very kind words. And they've asked a very good question, which I'm going to answer, hopefully. And it's kind of simple, really. And it is this one. How come that the elitists who want us to basically go cold, to live in the dark, the elitists who want us to get rid of our popular, you know, the oil, the gas, the coal, all these very successful forms of carbon-based heat, they want us to get rid of all those, right? As you know, oh, we got to get to net zero by 2030 or 2050 or whatever the hell it is. And yeah, but don't worry about it. It's all going to be okay, even though it's not going to all be okay. Right. How come they're saying that to us, even at the same time when over in India and China, I mean, they're doing as much, they're building more of these coal-powered and gas-powered power stations than you could shake a stick at. How come? How do the elite benefit from this difference? Well, I'll tell you, there's several ways of looking at this. In the first instance, it's important to understand that they want to destroy the West. You know, essentially, we are witnessing the fall of Rome, and people will profit from the fall of Rome. People who have investments in certain areas will do well from the fall of Rome. As the West collapses morally, economically, societally, in every manner you can imagine, then yes, that's bad, obviously, for those of us ordinary people. I mean, I dread what it's going to be like in 70 years' time when we've now been transitioned to clean green energy, which turns out to be anything but, which turns about to be completely unreliable, and which isn't sustainable with the sort of lives that we have. There's no sustainability with it. So the only way you can get to net zero, essentially, and beyond, is to destroy the economies that we have and to take away all the luxuries that we have, such as a nice warm house. If you live where I live, where the temperature, as I look outside, it's never very good. It's not that warm. Never is that warm, right? Being able to stay in a nice warm house is pleasant. And especially as people get older, it's even more important. But that's not going to be what lies in store. They want us to be living in dark houses, dark, cold houses. Punchline. Why is that? Because then we become very easily controlled. Right. Switch direction then. Well, what about China? I mean, China is not going along with anything that in practice that they say. But both China and India are making the words. They are saying the words, oh, yes, we're totally, totally committed to getting to net zero, but not just yet. So in other words, I think the plan is to destroy the West to start with. That will probably facilitate the rise of the East even further as well. To be fair, China and India will further benefit as we are destroyed from within. But then ultimately, will they come for China and India? Yeah, I think they absolutely will. I mean, globalists, remember, they're not interested in national politics as such. They're interested in destruction. They're interested in decay. So at this point in time, it suits them to allow India and China to flourish, which to different degrees they are. And at the same, and it suits them that we get into all kinds of trouble, which we are. And we are. And believe you me, if you think we have trouble now in 2024, you just give it to 2050. If they do, and I mean, when Labour get in, you're going to see the whole, you know, the net zero thing fast tracked even forward. It's going to get another push of momentum. And that's just so destructive of us. So I think the answer to all of this is understanding that destroying the West is their primary goal at this point in time. At this point in time. They will then move to destroy the East in due course as well. But in the meantime, by destroying the West, I mean, the horrors that lie in store for us are beyond words if they get their way. Now, of course, we have to do everything we can to stop them prevailing. And people's common sense is one of the best weapons we have. Most people know that these heat pumps, for example, are just pathetic and laughable. Unless you live in a particular kind of insulated box, they're not going to work for most of the housing stock in the UK. And people are sort of savvy enough to that. And, you know, it's going to be very, very expensive to retrofit your house to have a heat pump as the source of energy for it. But even the heat pump needs electric to be able to function. Where's the electric coming from? Oh, yeah. Mm. So you can see there's nothing logical about this. It's the same with electric cars. There's nothing logical about this. What it is, it's an ideology. It's an ideology that says that basically the West has lasted too long and now it needs to be brought down. And they're going to use climate change. They're going to use net zero. They're going to use weapons such as energy to do that. Meanwhile, in places like China and India, they will continue. They'll just toodle along for years, some years to come. And but eventually, you know, they will become targets as well, because, you know, above us all, you know, all the different bloodlines, all the families that rule this world, these people are ruthless. And so they don't care if they drag Western society back into the Middle Ages. They couldn't care less about that. But they'll do the same in Eastern society if and when it suits them. And eventually it will. So listen, I hope that answers the question to the person concerned who sent me the email. And as I say, our goal is to stop them destroying us and to stop them taking away our very efficient and effective forms of energy that keep our houses warm and makes our lives and indeed our businesses function. Thanks so much for listening, everyone.